Errol Ballantyne, driving you home with the music you love today on Radio Today.
And at 12 minutes past three, as an introduction to our guest, you'll recognize this immediately.
Of lovers sleeping tight, all rolling by like thunder now. As I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make.
All right, so that is the one and only Jennifer Rush, who is sitting in front of me in the studio. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, Errol.
And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
I just think it's amazing that, I mean, you've come off a plane from New York.
Yes, but I always had a warm spot in my heart for radio men.
Okay. Oh, well, all right, that's good news. All right, now, before we talk about the country and why you're here and your history, I think it's just worth mentioning that particular song, there are three things about that song that strike me. The one is that you actually co-wrote that song.
Yes.
Yeah. The second thing is that it's been recorded and covered by a number of people, and Celine Dion, who is also quite a well-known singer.
Wonderful voice.
Recorded it something like 10 years after you did.
Yes.
And the third thing is that song has went down at the Guinness Book of Records as the biggest selling single by a female solo artist in the history of British recorded music.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is just amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It isn't the record anymore, but it held that record for a long time.
It did, and I take a particular pleasure. I think Whitney knocked me off my throne. No, but she was a great singer.
Yeah,
so that's quite a compliment.
You.
Oh, what a great song that was, huh?
Take me back to that time when that song hits the international music industry and your name suddenly was up there in lights.
Actually, I was lucky. I was a bit prepared since I had a pushy father. So I had had a lot of success in Germany and Austria and Switzerland and Denmark and Sweden and other countries.
Yeah.
But not English-speaking countries,
yes.
Even though I was American.
Yes.
So when I went to England to meet the record label and they released it there, that took everything to a whole other level. That opened up my career to where Elton John knew who I was,
yes.
You know, Michael Bolton, Placido Domingo, and of course as a singer, of course a songwriter, but a singer, I could also work with wonderful producers like Desmond Child, you know, Barry Eastman. I can name names that people don't understand,
yes.
But it just expands your frame of reference and your knowledge.
Yes. Now, you talk about your father. Your father was an opera singer, and your mother was
a
pianist.
Yes, they can also Google him, Maurice Stern. He just did a better wiki page that I see you're looking at mine. He really filled his up really well. It's quite impressive.
Are they still around?
They're still around.
Yeah.
And quite present.
They have followed your career with great interest, I have no doubt.
And pleasure.
Pleasure.
They were a part of it. It was wonderful.
Now, your history is actually New York and Germany. You were brought up in Germany. What happened?
How partially in Germany. What people will understand after I've told them, which I didn't know either because you're just a kid, my dad is an opera singer. There are very few spots to actually practice your craft in America. He did do Lincoln Center, worked there, did concerts. In Germany, there's an opera house open in every little city.
Right.
So he had an opportunity to go to a very little city when we kids spoke no German, but that's another topic. So he did have a full-time job doing what he wanted to do. And from there, from this little city, he went on to bigger ones and bigger ones, Wiesbaden, Dusseldorf. My mom went on to, she went on to Amsterdam. They, of course, divorced. After we teenagers were out of the house, and she spent the rest of her career also in the Munich Opera, which is a big deal as a pianist and a vocal coach.
But you have two brothers who also
older brothers.
It runs in the family. I mean, clearly, you get there's good genes, eh?
I guess it's genes, but also my parents, both of them were the youngest in their family of parents of immigrants, and they wanted to be musicians, and they fought for the right to be musicians because it's not a great job and you can't make money. So they were very kind to their children, and they never pushed us to do one particular kind of music. I have one brother who loves jazz, mm-hmm. who's a real great jazz player, sax player. And then the other one's a rock and roll guitar player and singer.
They live in the U.S.?
One lives in Spain.
Yes.
The sax player. He likes the women there. I don't know. What can you do? That's what he said. And the other one lives in New York City.
Okay. Now, your first album was, in fact, under your original name.
Right.
Which is Heidi Stern. So that was back in the late 70s.
Right.
Your big album.
That was actually a group of demo tapes that somebody felt the need to release as a CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So but they were good songs.
Yeah. So somebody just strung them all together and made
No,
an
the
album.
First producer I had who also tried with my dad to get a record deal in the States, and I was a teenager, it didn't work.
Right. Your 1984 album, simply entitled Jennifer Rush, was very big. In fact, it spent something like 100 weeks in the top 50 in Germany. Very, very successful.
Yes.
What was it that you remember about that album? What do you think made it so successful?
I think the songs were great. You know, the older I get, the more I realize it comes down to the songs. Also, some of the songs, three of them, were released as Heidi Stern.
Okay.
But they didn't sell, so then they just used the same pictures and swiped the name. It's true.
It's interesting that your name, the producers changed your name to Jennifer.
No, I was agreeable.
Okay, because it sounded like more kind of international than
international.
Heidi.
And since Germany's been very good to my family and to myself, but we're not from German heritage at all. You can see my mother was Italian.
Yes.
And my other family members are from Latvia, from Russia, this type of thing.
Right.
But Germany's been very good to my family. My mother, as an Italian, had no idea that Heidi was a German name. For her, that was very exotic.
Okay.
Right. And Stern is, of course, a very German name, which I didn't know.
Yes.
It's actually a Jewish name, you know.
Now, Power of Love was a monster hit all around the world. I mean, it was number one in Australia and Canada and Germany and Italy and France and South Africa as well. Have you performed in all of those countries?
Oh, absolutely, and I still do.
Yeah.
I still do. So I'm really happy to be here now. It's been the longest time that I've ever waited to be in a country. And such a warm people. I've been embraced wonderfully.
This is your first visit here, or you've been here?
Second, I did.
Very quietly once. Did you come
was
in with
it
a big
so
noise?
Quiet?
I don't know. Was it
I slipped in
yes.
to record the Credo album with the South African choir bits. Have you heard that
yes,
album
yes,
yet?
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ringing some bells?
Yeah, it is ringing some bells. Great. So I'm going to be able to sing those songs with the boys' choirs in Cape Town and in Joburg.
Joburg is good.
Joburg is what you guys say, right? Yeah, or Joburg.
No, Joburg. You got to have the J.
You have to have the J. Okay.
For Joburg. Yeah.
So these are songs that I couldn't duplicate in other countries because
yes.
I needed that particular choir.
You were talking about Elton John, and I mean, there are a whole lot of people that you recorded with, Michael Bolton, Sir Brian May, amongst many others.
Oh, is he a sir? I forgot.
He's a sir.
That's wonderful.
He's a doctor.
So is Elton.
Yeah, Dr. Brian May as well. He is,
a lovely man.
He's an astrophysicist. He has a doctorate.
Yeah, he's so smart and so kind.
Well, this
really
was my next question. What have these people been like to work with?
Always kind. Always generous. I've never known anything else.
Yeah.
Really sweet. Brian was interesting because I wanted to, you know, go to England because I was spending a lot of time in Germany. And he said, no, I want to record it in Germany. I'm thinking, I guess they loved, you know, Queen had a lot of success in Germany. He had
yes.
fond memories. So, okay, he came to Germany.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to only do the guitar part. And I said, come on, try singing it. He's like, let's try it. I think he sung beautifully.
And as a musician, just there's no equal. I mean, it's just an amazing guitarist.
Oh, and also such a kind guy. When I lived in London for 2 years with my daughter and I was doing demo tapes, you know, he said, how can I help? What can I do? And a genuine, genuine guy.
Now, Flames of Paradise, you recorded with Elton John.
Yes.
difficult guy to work with? Straightforward?
No, very
because
straightforward.
There are stories about, you know, being kind of a bit of a prima donna, but you didn't find that at all.
He wasn't that way with me. You know, when you're an artist, and also he's a little older than I am. I think he's from the 60s,
just,
right?
Just a touch, yes.
You category him as the 60s? I have no clue. You live a life.
Yes.
And that may not have been the best time, but he was very kind to me.
Yes.
Very, very kind. Showed up on time and sung with me. It wasn't like he sung in one country, I sung in another country. All to the video shoot, he right. showed up. It was wonderful.
And Placido.
There was bad press around that time. You're right. Yeah. With Elton.
Yeah. Placido Domingo.
Placido.
Placido. Yeah.
There you go. Domingo.
Interesting guy to work with.
Very kind.
How did you get to work with him? What was this history behind that?
He knew my dad because they're opera singers. In fact, when Placido and I sung that song, Till I Loved You, he was singing at the Met. He was amazing because he did his performance. I forget what he was singing, but he was singing as a tenor at the Metropolitan Opera. And then he wanted to sing late and do this song with me. And that particular night, my dad was his stand-in, which meant if Placido got sick, my dad went on.
Oh, no.
It was a very funny. And his son was a fan. So it was kind of...
Fabulous.
It all worked. But he was the most, I was the most nervous working with him because he was a real opera singer, the first one I worked with.
Yes. And have you ever met, worked with, spoken to Celine Dion?
No, I haven't. Which doesn't mean we're having issues. But, you know, you're busy when you're traveling and all that. And she's doing a beautiful job in Vegas, huh?
Yeah.
I hear the new show is amazing.
Well, she's a huge talent. Now, what I wanted to ask you about was your daughter. Now, you're living in London.
No,
or
I'm
you
living,
were.
No, I Are did you? That for 2 years.
Okay.
And she did go to school there. She went to an English school for a year. I told her that was a bad idea.
Did
but
she lose her New York accent?
No, she never had one. Isn't that a riot? But she wanted to try that English, and that was fine. And then, we moved back to New York 3 years ago. And now she's in her second year in university. So she's all grown up.
Yes, and she's studying what? Hard question.
Psychiatry. She's going to be great for us.
She's
going to be a shrink.
Yeah, she's going to work for you. All right. So you spent a couple of years in London.
Loved it.
Recording, living, working. What were you doing?
Recording.
Yeah.
And also, I've never stopped being on stage. And my thinking was, let's try it. And also, it was closer to Europe, to my jobs. And she enjoyed the experience. And she didn't have to learn another language.
Bonus.
Like I did, right?
If you have just joined us, we have in studio Jennifer Rush, and we're talking about her life and times and why she's in this country, which I'll get to in just a moment.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you about your album, Now Is The Hour. Now, that's the latest, if I'm right.
Yes.
It was released about 2 years ago in the UK.
Yes.
How's it been doing?
It's been doing very well on the download. You know that the record business has changed, so I don't
very
mind
much.
If something is number one here and number one there, as long as people enjoy what I've sung and of what I'm doing, I'm very happy with that, really.
Yeah. I mean, CD sales have been overtaken by download.
By
I mean,
the download. I'm even thinking the next record, I'm not even going to use a label. They can shoot me. As long as it gets to the people. I love the internet.
Yes.
I have no problem with it.
Now, your reason for coming to South Africa, you arrived here off a plane from New York City 2 days ago. You're performing in Cape Town and Johannesburg. We touched on this, but tell us about some detail about why what you'd actually be doing here, recording with Drakensberg Boys Choir.
Wonderful, yes.
And in Cape Town, you'll be recording with...
I won't be recording, I'll be singing live.
Sorry, singing live in Cape Town.
There's
with
a big
the
difference.
SA Youth Choir.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the songs, have you rehearsed? Have
of
you
course.
Been with them? Have you worked with
yes.
them?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
What kind of songs can the audience expect to hear?
I am going to do some hits. What I did was I have some friends who live here in South Africa.
Okay.
So
in
I asked
Johannesburg.
Them. Joburg. You said I needed the job, the JJ there.
Yeah, good.
And some colleagues. And I actually asked them their honest opinion of which songs they thought from also the new CD. The songs that were non-negotiable is, of course, Power of Love and a few other ones. What I wanted to include was Credo with the choirs
yes.
And two other songs that included the South African choirs, because these are songs I cannot do anywhere else.
Yes.
You can't duplicate that.
Yes. Very short tour. I mean, two performances in Cape Town or two up here.
Yes. Cape Town, the dates are the 26th and the 27th.
Yep.
And in Joburg,
yep,
we've got the 1st, 3rd, and 4th.
So there are three. All right, that's at Emperor's Palace.
I think they sold out the first two. I'm not sure. Let me ask.
Yes, sold out. Thank you. Getting a nod of approval.
Yeah, he's here, yeah.
All right, so Cape Town is at the International Convention Center, and that's next week, 26th and 27th of April.
Yeah, we're flying there tomorrow.
I was going to say, yeah, you go tomorrow. Have you been to Cape Town before?
Yes, once before.
It's just wonderful.
Is it? I know.
And Cape Town in summer has got to be one of the best places on the planet. In winter, it's one of the worst because it rains and it's cold and miserable.
Interesting.
But in summer, it is beautiful.
And do they have summer now or fall?
It's fall, but it's still good.
I don't
good.
Mind it. Beautiful.
It's still good. Now, so you'll be recording, you'll be performing there, and then you'll be performing in Johannesburg. Booking is open at CompuTicket, and you can get your tickets right now. You did record, you were talking about the album called Credo, which was made in Joburg with local choirs. Do you find, I mean, it's a hard question to answer maybe, but the choirs that you're going to be working with, are they of a very high standard in terms of what you're used to?
I think they're wonderful musicians. And what I love about it is they're kids and they, you know, have been rehearsing and it's important to them.
Yeah.
And they, as long as you make the arrangements proper and they rehearse, I think they're going to do just as good a job as the grown-ups, and it'll give it just another flavor.
And they're so
I'm
enthusiastic.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. It's true.
Yeah, they're so enthusiastic
yes,
about what
of
they
course.
Do as well. You know, that's great. Jennifer Rush, it's been absolutely wonderful. Can I just ask you one question before we close?
Of course.
You're a very bubbly, enthusiastic
Am I bubbly?
Person.
Oh, good.
Yeah. What makes you sad?
Ugh, when I read the newspaper every day. A lot of things. You can be very sad being a songwriter, making melancholy music. I would say politics and injustice and people lying to each other, the normal things that make everybody sad.
But lots of inspiration for you to write,
of
to
course,
create,
of course.
And to still grow as a singer. I mean, you...
Yeah, the voice does get better, that's
yeah.
true. But
yeah.
yes, that in fact, you just asked me that question, so now I'm depressed.
It's been wonderful talking to you. I wish you a whole lot of success with
Thank
your tour.
You so
I hope
much.
That it goes very well. I hope it's
and
a
I
complete
hope to see you there.
Sellout. Yes, indeed. I'm going to play out with a song that you might have heard as well. This is Ring of Ice. Thank you very much,
My
Jennifer
pleasure.
Rush.
Thank you.
Must be alive with one.